Welcome back. Episode 31 for Friday, May 24th. Apple introduces the first 8-core MacBook Pro and third-party retailers discount previous models. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, I'll be discussing Apple's introduction of the first 8-core MacBook Pro, what many were expecting to be announced at the Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, coming June 3rd. Also, I'll tell you how to stay abreast of these deals from third-party retailers. I'll give you a good application to look for price reductions on older models as the new MacBook Pro is launched. On Tuesday, May 21st, Apple updated the MacBook Pro with faster 8th and 9th generation Intel Core processors, bringing 8 cores to MacBook Pro for the first time. MacBook Pro now delivers 2 times faster performance than a quad-core MacBook Pro and 40% more performance than a 6-core MacBook Pro, making it the fastest Mac notebook ever, according to Apple. You can see a picture of the new MacBook Pro at the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutes.blubrry.net. These new processors, combined with powerful graphics, the brilliant and colorful Retina display, super-fast SSDs, the Apple T2 security chip, all-day battery life, and Mac OS, make MacBook what Apple claims is the best Pro notebook. Tom Boger, Apple's Senior Director of Mac Product Marketing, said, "Whether it's college students mastering a course of study, developers building world-class apps, or video editors creating feature films, we're constantly amazed at what our customers do with their MacBook Pro. Now with 8-core processors for an incredible performance boost, along with its stunning Retina display, fast storage, all-day battery life, and running Mac OS, MacBook Pro continues to be the world's best Pro notebook, and we can't wait to get it into our customers' hands to see what they do next," said Boger. The new MacBook Pro has a significant performance boost over its predecessor. If you are an Apple MacBook user who has a model which is lagging behind, this model is more powerful than ever for compiling code, processing high-resolution images, rendering 3D graphics, editing multiple streams of 4K video, and more. The 15-inch MacBook Pro now features faster 6 and 8-core Intel Core processors, delivering turbo boost speeds up to 5 GHz, while the 13-inch Mac Pro model with Touch Bar features faster quad-core processors with turbo boost speeds up to 4.7 GHz. Along with these powerful new processors, Apple claims the MacBook Pro features the best Mac notebook display ever, a stunning Retina display with 500 nits of brightness, support for the P3 wide color gamut, and True Tone technology for a natural, true-to-life viewing experience. It also comes with incredibly immersive stereo speakers with wide stereo sound, the security and convenience of Touch ID, dynamic and contextual controls with Touch Bar, and a large Force Touch trackpad. The MacBook Pro also features blazing fast SSD storage, the Apple T2 security chip for enhanced security, and powerful and versatile Thunderbolt 3 ports for data transfer. Charging and connecting up to 2 5K displays or 4 external GPUs. Now we told you about how good this MacBook is. Now let's tell you how you have to pay for it and when it is available. Starting at $1,799 and $2,399 respectively, the updated 13-inch MacBook Pro with Touch Bar and 15-inch MacBook Pro are available now through Apple.com. the Apple Store app, and in select Apple stores and Apple authorized resellers. With people buying these new machines, let's now talk how I stay abreast of the latest bargains. I expect there will be numerous as retailers look to liquidate their stocks. The method I use is the MacHash application. The MacHash News is an application I've used for years and aggregates the latest Apple technology news. You can follow the latest Apple news, reviews, and rumors in one easy-to-read news feed. MacHash is constantly updated in real time from more than 50 of the web's best sources. I wish I had all day to dedicate to my Apple technology interest. Unfortunately, that isn't reality for me. This application allows me to review the technology news of the day in a few minutes versus the hours you would have to spend to review them individually. The feed is clean and streamlined. I personally review this site in the morning and evening, and when there's events like this, more often. Let me tell you some of the other benefits I have experienced. MacHash has alerted me to Apple product and accessory sales, which have saved me hundreds of dollars. It gives me insight into the news and the opinions of the world's technology experts. It lets me know about recalls or when an update goes awry. When I browse articles, if there's one I like, I can save it or share it with my Apple friends. I can do so via mail or social networking. I routinely post articles on our Mac Minutes group Facebook and Twitter pages. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. We will be looking forward to WWDC coming up Monday, June 3rd, and we'll be providing you coverage of the news events and announcements. There's a keynote scheduled for 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Our Mac Minutes podcast group is available to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. As I close out this podcast on this Memorial Day weekend, I would like to join my U.S. citizens in remembering and honoring people who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. For our foreign listeners and everyone else, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you next week.